This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a hard-hitting expose on men's magazines. There's more to them than learning how to lose that gut, although we're not saying there's a lot more to them. But first, President Bush, in his weekly radio address on Saturday, said that the tax rebate checks now being mailed to American parents should help revive the stagnant economy. The checks are for as much as $400 per child. But in his Democratic response, Virginia Governor Mark Warner said the president's approach is not really making things any better.
A major reason for the deficits is they forced through massive tax cuts that provide the greatest benefits to the wealthiest Americans. So instead of getting our economy moving again, Republican policies have made the fiscal crisis of the states only worse.
And that was Virginia Governor Mark Warner. Whenever we have questions about these insolvable things, I turn to Michael Kinsley of Slate.
Mike? And I turn to Stephen Moore of the Cato Institute. But before we go to him, it's really interesting, the idea that checks go to people who spend the money and that stimulates the economy is classic Keynesianism, which you associate with Democrats,
right,
not Republicans. And the idea of fiscal responsibility and avoiding deficits you associate with Republicans, not Democrats. But the whole thing is turned upside down. So I asked Stephen Moore of the Cato Institute, which is regarded as fiscally conservative Washington think tank, what's going on? Stephen Moore, the world is turned upside down, or at least the world you and I used to know in politics. The Democrats are complaining about the deficit being too large, and the Republicans are saying, don't worry about it. In fact, it's a good thing because it stimulates the economy.
Well, Michael, you're right. The world is a bit upside down politically. I was used to work with Dick Armey and Newt Gingrich during the 1994 Contract with America when Republicans said they were going to balance the budget. We did balance the budget, but now we have gargantuan budget deficits back with us. I think the reason that the deficit exploded was two things happened. First, the economy, the stock market bubble burst in 2000, and that has really caused a very poor performing economy over the last two or three years, and that's meant less tax revenues. The other thing that's happening is that government spending under Republicans has really exploded in the last couple of years, especially with the war on terrorism.
Well, who's right in this argument? Does the deficit matter? Is it a terrible thing, or is that just a lot of old fogey concern?
Well, I think you and I would both prefer to see a balanced budget at any given time rather than running big budget deficits. But my feeling, Michael, is that our biggest problem in the economy right now is what I call a growth deficit, not a budget deficit. What I mean by that is the economy simply isn't producing enough jobs. We're not producing enough profits for corporations. Americans' incomes are not rising fast enough. And when that happens, it's very difficult to balance the budget because the tax revenues just don't come in at the healthy pace that one would want to balance the budget.
Is this, according to President Bush, the solution seems to be tax cuts.
I believe so. I think the tax cut is an important component of this because until we get taxes down, especially on things like capital gains and dividends and income tax rates, I think you're going to see a robust expansion starting sometime soon, and I think that'll carry through 2004. Look, Michael, economic growth and a strong economy is a precondition to getting the budget back in balance, but it's not enough. We need to do something about a budget that is growing at about 15% per year.
Well, let me ask you about tax cuts. You do seem to agree with the president that there is no bad time for a tax cut. Is there any limit? Why not reduce taxes to zero, borrow the entire cost of running the government, and let the flowers bloom? Would that work? Or is there some point?
No, I think that obviously you don't want to run big budget deficits. One of the reasons you don't want to run big budget deficits is that the, you know, taxes are the price we pay for government. And so the way that we decide how much government we want is based to some extent on how much taxes we're willing to pay for it. And I do think that one of the big problems with these big budget deficits is it passes the cost on to our children and grandchildren. And we're doing that through Social Security, Medicare, and now this huge national debt. So, no, I think that we ought to be looking at tax cuts that promote economic growth.
When, let me ask one final question. When does the president have to take responsibility for the economy.
These
are mixed signals, you know, and there's a tendency for any president to say the good stuff is mine and the bad stuff is terrorism or my predecessors or whatever.
The Democrats have run for 50 years against Herbert Hoover.
Sure.
So you're right, and this is a natural thing for a president to do, to blame your predecessor. But he's not going to get away with this. You know, the fact is that we're now in the third year of the Bush presidency. It's the Bush economy, for better or worse. And President Bush needs a strong economy next year, I think, to get reelected.
Thanks, Stephen, very much.
Thank you, Michael.
That was Stephen Moore of the Cato Institute.
And it's Day to Day.